B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everyone considered him the coward of the county. He'd never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama named him Tommy.
Tommy.
Folks just called him yellow. Something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong.
Tommy looked nuts in the head.
He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison. I looked after Tommy because he was my brother's son.
That's his nephew.
Right. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy.
What'd he say?
Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble.
Noontime hour here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Walk in trouble, beat their ass.
Doesn't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand, Tommy. Listen to me. You don't have to fight to be a man.
It's like the stepbrothers when they're going to make him eat the white dog poo.
Yeah, got a belly full of white dog crap.
Let's go the other way home from school.
Right. Well, if things change. It's when them Gatlin boys get after Becky, I believe. Turn it up.
He didn't have to prove he was a man.
I think it's the Gatlin boys.
One day
it's
while
the Gatlin brothers.
Working, the Gatlin boys came calling.
What'd I tell you?
Hey, Tommy!
Turns at Becky.
Jesus.
And there was three of them.
Oh Jesus.
Jesus.
It's real dark.
Opened up the door. Saw his Becky crying.
Right.
Oh, my God.
I never knew this song went that way.
Oh, it goes that way.
Does it?
Tommy.
It's like Cal Norton. Hey, Ricky, how old are here? Wow. I didn't remember that from that song.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, Tommy goes after the Gatlin boys. I mean, spoiler alert. At the end of the song, not a Gatlin boy was standing. And so he goes there and he
must have whipped some ass.
Yeah, he did. Which
knocked
seems like the least he should do in that situation.
Becky.
We're going to go back to your calls. We started the day talking about the relationship of Bill Belichick and Tom Brady in the Wickersham story.
Jesus.
The updated Wickersham story. Also today, Governor Charlie Baker has announced that non-essential businesses will close tomorrow. Here's the list of what will still remain open. And people who will still be going to work, such as healthcare workers, grocery stores will be open. Media.
Sports talk radio
hosts. Open. Media is open. Banks. Transportation.
Ooh.
Supply stores. Critical manufacturing. Laundromats. All those people are allowed to go to work and do work. So,
but no like coffee drive-thrus, right?
I think it's going to basically be, from reading the statement and reading the advisory, it's going to be three things. It'll be grocery stores, pharmacies, gas stations.
Yep.
Those all remain open.
Hmm.
So there you go.
Good coffee pot at home. Get you going in the morning.
Let's go to Tyron in Tennessee. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Good to be with you again.
How you doing?
Doing good. Good to watch y'all. Thanks for providing such entertainment and something to keep our mind off this garbage coronavirus going on, because I'm sick of listening to that, and I'd rather listening to y'all in Sports City the other week.
That's nice.
But onto my point, here's the thing. I think New England is in deep trouble going forward, and I think Boston, the city of Boston, the region, I think you got to brace yourself, because I believe this. Brady will win a seventh title in Tampa. To me, the only question is, can he pull a rabbit out the hat and go back-to-back and make it eight? Because he's winning one title in the next 2 years. And how is that going to sit with the true Bostonians watching Brady horse the Lombardi? Because when he comes back for that one-day contract when he retires, it's not going to be Montana. or anything like that. He's bringing hardware back.
You a Titan fan? Believe, you a Titan fan?
No, I'm not a Titan fan. I'm a Brady fan. Gotcha. And Tennessee's stupid. By the way,
that's where I was going to go with it.
So stupid they are. But anyway, I think this. I think Belichick only play is this. And I've heard people up there say, well, he's not doing that. Well, he better, because he's not going to nickel and dime and play musical chairs with the quarterback and win. The only move he has to win without Brady next year, and he don't have to do it because they're going to be a bad football team anyway, I think you take and go after Lawrence. That's the only hope you got to replace Brady and to win before he retires, because if he doesn't do that, he will never win again. And when Brady wins his seventh title, we all know it was far more Brady than Belichick, which I've always believed.
Okay. All right. We've got a lot there. We talked about this on Thursday or Friday. Who's got a better chance to win a Super Bowl before they're done? Right?
Yeah.
We discussed that. But next season, in the immediate future, who's got the chance for greater success in 2020? Brady.
Brady does. It's
Brady. And it will forget winning a Super Bowl. He's talking crazy. He's going to win the next two. Let's just talk about this. What if Brady gets to a Super Bowl? What if he's playing in the NFC title game this year?
You know, do you remember what it was like with Garoppolo? Remember what it was like with Garoppolo?
How's that going to feel?
Times 5 million. Like, you talk about, just think about this. You look at their schedule. Their schedule's attractive. They're going to be in 4:30 games now. They're going to be in 8:30 games. They may be on opening. Would you put Brady opening night? Or Sunday night football? To kick off the season? I might do that. If you're the league,
who could you put him against? Who do you want to put him against?
Doesn't matter. Green Bay, him and Rodgers to kick off the season. Pick it. They got Kansas City. They play Kansas City, I think, too. Or him versus Mahomes. I mean, think about the excitement around the Tampa Bay Buccaneers that is there within the league now. Like, you just put Tampa on the map. We never even talked Tampa. We laughed at Tampa because of the Winston interceptions. It's the only time we ever talked it. Like, they are going to be the most exciting thing in the league to go out of your way to watch, because you're going to see how's Brady doing. Not just from our local standpoint. I think whether you like Brady or don't, I mean, we're getting calls from Tennessee. There's a Brady fan right there. You're going to watch him. Go out of your way to watch him. Like, I don't want to say, like, You're more excited for the Patriots season to start, or do people want to go out of their way to watch Tom Brady? I've heard from people that they can't wait to watch Brady instead of watching your Patriots. Even though you're going to be a well-coached team, you're going to play good defense, and you should contend for your division, right? I mean, you should still contend for your division. But it feels to me like Buffalo smells blood in the water. Like, they're loading up on defense, as good as their defense is. Yeah, it's you and Buffalo.
There is blood in the water.
Yeah.
They're not wrong.
I mean, Flores, I mean, you got six picks. You got six picks in the top 100. Like, they're going to load up.
Coming up later this hour, action update here, but later this hour at 12:50, we have been delivered the wraps, the goods from Derek in Foxborough. That's coming up in just a bit more in the Patriots next.
Hello.
Zulak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
People around Brady will tell you he's not still playing in seek of some storybook ending. He could have had that in February of 2017 or February of 2019. He's not primarily out to prove anything either, though making it to 45 sure would look good as he moves into the next phase of his life, running the TB12 health brand. He's still playing because he loves it more than the next guy does, and maybe more than any guy ever has. He's still playing because he genuinely enjoys the Monday to Saturday grind that drives most players away. And we should appreciate that without qualification.
Bert Breer saying Brady still loves the grind of it all, apparently. It's also probably going to go to OTAs. I'm not surprised by that. You surprised by that?
No, if you're deciding to leave and you're going to an entirely new organization and new team and you're requesting the phone numbers of your new teammates to get to know them, what, are you just going to show up in June?
How about this Tampa Bay Times story on Brady that he only asked for the phone numbers? It's the only thing he wanted. That's all he wanted was the phone numbers of his new teammates. He didn't ask for anything with the offense.
No money.
I'm sort of skeptical of that.
Skeptical of what?
The whole story. The entire story.
Seems fed a little bit.
Oh,
it's just so pro over the top. Jason Light and Bruce Arians just sat there and just listened to him for 90 minutes and said, wow, we don't even have to pitch him.
Tampa Bay Times, how the Bucs got Tom Brady to leave the Patriots for Tampa Bay. Saying that a conversation lasted about 90 minutes. Brady did a lot of the talking. In fact, the Bucs had gone in with a detailed plan and under the firm belief that they would have to make an aggressive sales pitch to have any chance of landing the six-time Super Bowl winning quarterback. Instead, Brady was doing the interviewing, Jason Light and Bruce Arians, as much as they asked questions of him. His preparation, as usual, was next level.
It's like a Schefter thing, like A-plus type of guy.
He knew all about Arians' offense and was eager to operate it. He could recite by position the list of Bucs' offensive weapons. He was intrigued by the notion of having two Pro Bowl receivers. He didn't ask about them as players. He wanted to know, are they good guys? And this is where I'm calling bullcrap.
I know where you're going on
right away.
Antonio Brown. Right?
Brady's now concerned about whether or not his receivers are good guys and not whether or not they can play. I don't know. Was guys he was out there with last year, was N'Keal Harry a good guy?
Seems like it.
Seems like a good guy, right?
Philip Dorsett seemed like a good guy, right?
Philip Dorsett seems like a great guy. People love Philip Dorsett as a guy, as a person.
What about his buddy Edelman?
How about Jacoby Myers? Jacoby Myers, good dude?
Seems like it.
Seems like a good guy.
Yes or no, sir. Yes.
Nothing against him. Stop it. He's been infatuated with Antonio Brown, and now Brady cares about whether or not they're good guys? That's when I'm like, this story is complete, utter bullcrap.
It's a lot of fluff.
Oh, it's so fluffy.
I think there's a lot of fluff in there. And they how they got Tom Brady to leave the Patriots. I think Brady was already gone. Like, you didn't get him to leave the Patriots. Brady already made that decision, I think, going into that the last 2 weeks. Like, I'm this is done.
He wanted to know, quote, are they good guys? The best, Light assured. Come on.
And you're going to trust
guys.
Light, who was actually in the
guys?
Draft room.
We got a lot of good guys here.
Yeah, but they also thrown it like Light doesn't actually have a relationship with Brady. He doesn't really know Brady, but he was in the draft room when he drafted him.
Just the spectrum with which Brady, looks at things. It's like, I'll go there. Are they good guys?
Only want high character individuals.
Also, Antonio Brown, he's coming too, right? But if that happens, you take this, are they good guys part of this story, and just use that for toilet paper when you run out. My God.
I mean, listen to this. Brady never asked for control of the offense. He knew that Arians, offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich.
So Brady was
quarterback's
in.
Coach Clyde Christensen and special assistant Tom Moore. The Tom Moore, Indianapolis Tom Moore,
yes,
is still
Tom
there?
Moore. Yeah.
How old is he?
Agent. And that's Peyton's guy. He was the former coordinator for Peyton back in the day. Now,
it says, let me finish this. It says he knew that they would collaborate with him on game plans. He didn't ask for any specific players to join him. He didn't even ask to wear number 12, which for the moment belongs to Godwin. In fact, there was only one request Brady had after he signed. He wanted the phone numbers of all his new Bucs teammates, which I don't find, unbelievable. I'm sure he did want the phone numbers.
Yeah.
Like, he's a good teammate. He probably does want to call a lot of guys and introduce himself
and
say hello. Wonderful. You're telling me he's going there and he's going to run Bruce Arians' offense? No, he's not. Stop it. They're going to tweak that and change that thing to fit Brady.
What are you going
to? They'd be stupid not to.
You got to put him at 7, 9 yards deep behind the center where people can tee off on him and knock him all over the place?
Crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be 5-step, get the ball out in rhythm. That's what they're going to do. They're going to bang those slant routes on those 6'4", 6'5", receivers and just throw some back shoulder throws. That's all they're going to do.
Brady only wants the best guys, though.
Oh.
Are they good guys?
Cream of the crop. A++ type of guy. Yeah. This is where these type of stories start to annoy you a little bit.
Is he gone? Yeah, that annoys you. But, man, don't give me the fluff.
Didn't ask for control.
Tough media down there in Tampa, huh?
Right.
Wow.
Well, they'll print anything.
Wolves don't ask before they bite the head off a rabbit either. They just take it. Brady didn't ask for control of the offense. No. That's assumed.
It's assumed.
That's going
right.
to happen.
Yeah. I'll pick up the phone or Tom Brady call me.
Dave's in Weymouth. Hey, Dave.
Yeah, I was wondering, you know, you don't sign a quarterback who's only got a couple more years left like Brady if you're not trying to win right now. So I wanted to know, what moves do you think Tampa's going to make to improve their defense? Oh, and I also wanted to say, Hardy, thanks for the tip on Chuck Berry. My daughter loved the lesson last Friday.
Oh, beautiful. Glad that worked out.
Chuck Berry, the musician?
He was doing, like, homeschooling. He said, I said something about Chuck Berry once, and I had to remember what I said, but I don't know. It was something about him being good.
Good tip. When did you say that?
I said something along the lines of, if I were telling my kids, if my kids would listen to me, they won't anymore, I would tell them two things about Chuck Berry. Number one is guitar sound, which he says he borrowed from a piano player. And just the lyrics, like the imagery in Chuck Berry lyrics, it's like the best. Yeah, did you ever see Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll, Beatle? Have you ever seen that Chuck Berry documentary?
No.
Nope.
Where they get everybody together and they're going to have a big, you know, like anniversary concert for Chuck Berry. And it's all these people sitting around talking about why they love Chuck Berry. And it's Bruce Springsteen that says, you know what? I've never seen a coffee-colored Cadillac, but thanks to Chuck Berry, I know exactly what it looks like. Because that's how he wrote his lyrics. You know, the turn and double back, I saw her coming round in a coffee-colored Cadillac. You know, that's Chuck Berry. That's what he was great at. But
good tip.
Imagine a father. Imagine being that good of a dad and being home and doing a music lesson for homeschooling. And today we're learning Chuck Berry. Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should take a couple of weeks off. How essential are we?
Pretty essential. I mean,
homeschooling. Beatle, you want to homeschool your kids?
No, I've got a teacher that does
that's
that
right.
for my kids.
You married a teacher.
Yeah. Jillian's in Holden. Jillian.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Hi.
What's up?
And it's Joanne.
Oh, hi, Jillian.
Sorry.
Joanne. But anyway,
oh, Joanne.
Yes. Thank you. We saw this coming, I think, a long time ago. I don't know about you guys. I know Zoe knows Tom really well. But the minute they put the house up on the market, the minute he stepped down from the ambassador.
Best buddies. Yeah, I don't buy into that one. That's been in the works for years. I'd look more into the house stuff, and you know she's pretty much had it here.
I would look at the housing, the schools.
More so than
the best buddies thing was not related.
That transfer was
only because we have inside
info
on that. We knew it wasn't related.
Right.
I can see how you would think it was, but it wasn't.
Sure. And a lot of people talk about that.
You're going to have to trust us on that.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. But I'd read into the house and stuff. Yeah. And her unhappiness. Not unhappiness, but yeah.
Hardy has headlines. More on this. More of your calls. Also a baseball thought coming up as well.
Ooh.
We're also going to get to the raps from Derek in Foxborough at 12:50. That is not to be missed.
20 minutes from now, we will play Derek's raps.
Here's Hardy.
Yeah.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
Zoe just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
On a warm summer's evening. On a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness. Till boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste,
this was a frequent sound effect. Wasn't it?
It sounded like all the songs.
Now that we're going through the catalog.
These damn Gatlin brothers, though. Jesus. And he drank down
my last swallow. I think Big Jim Murray had the tweet of the weekend. Bring it up so
what's
I can
that?
Read it to you.
Big Jim.
Big Jim. Big Jim Murray had the tweet of the weekend. If I could just find it. Let's see.
Oh, you got to know when to hold them. Hold them.
Know when to hold them. Hold them. Know when to walk away. Know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough to count when the dealing's done.
Damn, he tweets a lot. There it is. He said, if we're being honest, there is truly no better time to fold them. Hashtag RIP Kenny Rogers.
That's what... Wow.
Yep. That tweet got almost 900 likes, so...
Oh, yeah.
It went over well.
That's...
Yep. Kenny Rogers.
If you can call your time...
I've lived long enough. You know I don't need to see how this story ends.
That's not going
to
end
I'm
well.
Checking out. Nope. I'm going to check right on out of here. This is what he said.
Jeez.
Got the raps from Derek and Foxborough.
10 minutes.
Next segment.
I've been counting the minutes now.
So for those who don't know, Derek and Foxborough is the one who's called us, you know, all of the crunch berries.
Why are
we
doing
and,
this now?
No, I mean, just so to build the anticipation.
Oh, people know him. He calls both us and
just
Felger
to
Man.
Build the anticipation, Derek and Foxborough, he's a beloved caller of the program. He said that he was also a rapper, and we didn't believe
him. Well, we
him.
Asked him what he was going to be doing while being forced to stay home.
Just floored by it.
And he said, well, I'm going to probably, you know.
Lay some tracks. Like tracks.
We're like, excuse me.
Wake up in the a.m. Like, compose a beat.
Rapper.
Yeah, no big deal.
I like how he sent the email to me. Hey, this is Derek in Foxborough. I call your show sometimes.
Right.
If you don't remember,
oh, like we don't know who he is.
You're like one of the lead characters on our show. You're a version of Ken and Lowell.
This is not a joke. This is Derek in Foxborough and his music.
Right. He has sent them in. He finally submitted them. Steven
we have them.
Steven Tingsborough.
Oh, we have them.
Steve, what's up?
Con Air is an amazing movie.
Steve, you there?
Yep.
Go ahead.
I just wonder why you're all over Marcus Smart. Didn't he just play the Utah Jazz player that had the coronavirus?
He did.
Well, didn't all the Celtics players get tested?
I believe they did. I believe like everyone in the league has now been tested. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. There's no reason to get over Smart for being different than, you know, he got tested. He wasn't privileged. He was in contact with somebody who had it.
Oh, no. I think he's – you still there, Steve? I think he's absolutely getting tested because he is
– In the league.
In the league and in the NBA. Just because you come in contact with someone with it right now doesn't mean someone's granting you a test. And that certainly wasn't the case over a week ago. Yeah,
sick people aren't getting them.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, he was in contact with that guy. They traded Sweat, for Christ's sakes, probably.
All right, so you know what, though? There is that other element of it. Should someone like Marcus Smart be getting tested? Of course. Everyone who needs a test or had come in contact, and we mentioned this on Friday, and I had said this, you know, it's sort of a dual issue here.
Yeah.
In that, well, yeah, under... what would be ideal circumstances, of course Marcus Smart should be getting tested.
I mean, we had
I just think it's a bad look when the NBA is putting out press releases at a time when that is not the reality. It just has not been the reality. In fact, we just got an email from a listener a couple minutes ago in New Hampshire who is very ill and has still not been tested and is seeking testing and has been unable to get it and is pissed at people like Marcus Smart telling us that I'm asymptomatic. I have no symptoms at all. And I know I have it. So I just think that there's just the PR element of it that I don't think has gone over so well for them the way they think it's gone over well for them. My advice to them would be quiet down already.
Okay. The issue becomes what you do after you're tested. Okay. I assume that the listener in New Hampshire is quarantining and people aren't going anywhere near him and vice
correct.
Versa. So let's say he were to get tested and it tested positive. Then what? What does that mean?
That's the confusing. That's the confusing part of all of this.
I think so, it could mean a couple of things.
Okay,
I think it could mean.
So do I. But I want to.
I think the treatment, the course of treatment. I know that people say, "Well, if the treatment's not different, what does it matter if you get tested?"
Correct.
If you deteriorate, you could.
I think if you've confirmed you have it, and your symptoms start to deteriorate,
you'd be pushed up to the front.
The medical personnel, wherever it is you're going to be going to seek that treatment, are going to be aware of that right out of the gate in terms of what they need to prepare for you. And this listener of ours is young, but also has some sort of condition that is going to impact their health in addition to that.
That's number one.
Yes.
Number two is, right now, oh, so-and-so is home. He thinks might have, does he have it? Oh, okay, I don't know. If you know that you came into contact with this person in the days leading up to when he felt sick or since then you then know to put yourself in quarantine also. There's no debate about it. There's no question as to whether or not it's seasonal allergies or just a cold or some flu that you've gotten. If someone is confirmed to have it, then there's no ambiguity. Okay, you contact everybody. And this is what has happened in some other countries, not in others. But the people who have confirmed to have it, then you do the network. And then you spread out and you make sure those people are super isolated. It's not a recommended don't leave the house. It's you don't leave the house and you don't come into contact with anybody for a two-week period. And that's how you put the clamp down on this. But unless you get the test, how many people are going to heed that advice? As we have seen here over the course of many weeks now, suggestions don't work. It's got to be, this is it. This is the rule. This is the law. You can't do it. And people will treat that as a rule. If you've been in contact with somebody who had coronavirus, fine, I can't go out either.
It feels like aggressive testing is not going to happen here like it has in other places. But when you do that, you also have the ability to isolate from the people you live with. If you have the aggressive testing, like, and again, Marcus Smart, under those circumstances, would be an ideal person to be testing. He came in contact with someone that had it. Yes, a test should be available to Marcus Smart. But the reality is that they just weren't available to everybody, and they're still not available to everybody.
Yeah, I mean, we had Grandy on, and his expectation was that they were all going to be tested. And we haven't spoken to him since that. But
and the league is shut down. They're not playing games. They won't be playing games anytime soon. So yeah. What was the reasoning for all of that? Like, oh, great, he got a test. Wonderful. Yay.
No symptoms.
No symptoms.
It gets more and more confusing every day.
The raps are coming up next.
And I've been waiting for this. This is going to be good. Derek and Foxborough. They sent two rap songs. I think we could play one, and I think we need to be careful with
Tom has cleaned them up.
He gets there.
Let me go put another set of ears on it before
yes,
we play.
Yes, I would double check. Let's double check the track.
I want to hear it live. I want to hear it in its.
Tom, I trust you.
It's aggressive. It's aggressive. There's a lot of language in there.
He ain't playing around.
Inappropriate.
In this day and age, we should all be taking extra precautions.
We're going to take
that's all I'm doing.
Right. We're going to do that.
It has nothing to do with you.
We'll play the rap songs next.
All right.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, I call him a crack at you.
Yeah, it's Derek and Foxborough, the one and only... Derek in Foxborough.
Mayonnaise, you know, Whitey, and all those things.
he came through, and I did not think he was going to come through on this.
Mayonnaise? Is that what he said?
Mayonnaise, you know, Whitey, and all those things.
What's the one about Montana? You ever been there?
It's just garbage.
It's garbage.
Wyoming.
Wyoming.
It's garbage.
Same thing.
It's garbage. So, he again told Zoe that he's going to be... It's going to be busy in the home studio.
Correct.
Laying down tracks during this trying time where we've all been forced to stay home.
Of all the people that call into our shows, and you had to rank them 1 to 10 as far as one being, like, as far as having a hobby, being a rapper.
Oh.
Derek would not be at the top of that list, I would say.
I wouldn't expect it. I would expect it as much out of Derek as I would Ken and Lowell, to use his name again. But Derek is, in fact, a rapper, and he has already, you know, worked on music, and he sent these via electronic
mail.
Can I
just say
this?
This is two segments right here.
Oh, we can't do this in 4 minutes.
Yeah, we're going to be spending few minutes on this.
But that might be a day.
I could do 4 hours.
I'm not sure we're going to be able to not talk about this or stop talking about this once we hear this.
Because
It depends on how compelling the tracks are. Right?
Oh, my God.
We don't know yet.
Like, when Patriot Place reopens, you have that, like, showcase live, that venue, there's going to be a demand for him to perform. Like, in Foxborough.
All right.
I ain't going to bang it out.
Let's start it up, Hardy.
I believe this track is called Timber. Is that correct, T-Bone?
Timber. Yep, Timber.
It's going down.
Timber.
Good start.
I'ma call you up and I'ma take you out. Then after
auto-tune?
That... Yeah.
He's got auto-tune. Oh,
Drake does it. You know what I mean?
This is high-end production value.
Yeah.
What kind of equipment you need for this? Like, seriously. High-end laptop or?
I mean, you can get it done on a laptop, but he's got much more going on.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell.
I'ma call you up and I'ma take you out. Then after that, I'ma take you down. I'm money where my mouth at, ain't no need to doubt. Go just say the word and I'ma make you shout. Oh, you know it.
I know, it's a lot better than I thought it would be, too.
How's he going to make you shout?
You shout, you know it, I'ma keep it going, don't stop now. I'ma give it to you, girl, can you take it?
What's she going to take?
All his loving. You know, this is his Beatles, All My Loving, right?
Could you imagine, like, driving, like some hot chick was driving in a car, and he sees her, and he goes, through the window? It's got a little, to it.
Sounds like he's in a massage chair.
Don't stop now. Legs up, good love, got you shaking.
Whoa.
Easy, Gatlin brothers. Those Gatlin boys.
Oh, my.
Getting warm in here.
Wow.
Screaming timber. I'ma take you down. Swimming up in the... Trying not to drown.
I kind of like it. You know, he's gonna take it down, so he's yelling
what was
timber.
That last part?
You don't want to die and you don't want to drown, so you're going to swim up in there.
Right. Hold on. We'll go back.
Timber. I'ma take you down. Swimming up in the... Trying not to drown. Legs up, huh?
Legs up. Like, get your hands up. Get your legs up.
You came with the placement of the legs. It's an integral part of the imagery,
there's
for
freaks,
sure.
Freaks out there, man.
Trying not to drown. My legs up, huh? She's screaming out, ooh, damn. Can nobody love me like you? My legs up, huh? She's screaming out, ooh, damn. Can nobody do me like you do, swimming up.
The legs.
Been, trying not to drown. I'm screaming timber. I'ma take you down. Just sent you a text. Girl, I gotta see ya. I can't stay away. And I know you can't either. Hope you told your friends all the things I was doing. You screaming out and singing in falsetto to the music like,
I tell you what, those last two lines right there, I was bringing the heat.
You know it. I'ma keep now. I'ma give it to you, girl. Can you take it? She's screaming, don't stop now.
So she likes
legs up, girl. Love got you shaking. I'm screaming.
It's not a bad song.
It's not.
It's really. It's.
It's scary.
It's
how
hooky.
Potentially, how good this could be.
It's got a chorus.
He's telling you what's happening.
Right. Like, oh, I can picture it all right.
It's like, don't stop.
Right.
And something's coming down. That's why he's yelling Timber.
Timber, I'ma take you down, down, down. Swimming up in the, trying not to drown, drown, drown. My legs up high. She's screaming out, ooh.
Is he on the phone yet?
Can't nobody love me like you. My legs up high. She's screaming out, ooh. Damn, can't nobody do me like you do. Swimming up in the, trying not to drown, drown, drown. I'm screaming timber, I'ma take you down, down, down. Hands up, hands up, I'm the best, hands down. Shawty, if you got a man, tell him I'm the man now. Hands up, I'm the best, hands down. Shawty, if you got a man, tell him I'm the man now. Screaming timber, I'ma take you down, down, down. Swimming up in a,
sing along with this.
Trying not to drown, drown, drown. Hands up, hands up, hands down, hands down. Shawty, if you got a man, tell him I'm
the man
now. Screaming timber, I'ma take you down, down, down.
Hey, hey. We giving it mad play, man. Hey.
Screaming timber.
I'ma take it down, down, down.
Trying not to drag.
It's like a video game.
Timber.
Like you can hear this on Madden in between. I'm loading up my teams right now. So the key was the start of the song.
Wow.
It was legs up. And then by the end of it, it was hands up.
You shout,
You see me eating a bowl of Crunch Berries right now.
Just timber.
So you gotta do the headlines, and then we're going to come back.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue this because there's another song.
There's another one that I would say is a little more along the lines of a freestyle rap.
When you say freestyle, that's just like with no background music.
Well,
just,
it's
when Wiggy tried it.
It's
once.
It's more of a free flow, and there's a lot more rhyming going on. And this is the hit. This is the lead single. This is what you go with.
Who would
but
you
then,
say his inspirations are?
Well, Drake won.
Drake.
Lyrically.
Mark David Chapman, the Unabomber. And Gandhi.
Timber, I'ma take you down, down, down.
We've got another track.
Sales people are losing.
We've got another track that we will get to right after these headlines. Mark and Braintree, though, what's your problem with the tracks?
It's rubbish.
What?
I almost drove into a building. It's
what?
Just unoriginal. It's
oh, really?
What are you
it's unoriginal. It's kind of, it sounds like everything else.
You ever try to do that?
I hung up on him. We got to get to headlines. Right, I just wanted Derek to know the haters are already out.
That's all right.
Not
the haters.
Not from
you
here.
You can't be a rapper until you have haters.
Timber, I'ma take you down, down, down. Swimming up in the, trying not to drown, drown, drown. My legs up high.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.